KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, and it's 25 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for light snow this afternoon with a high near 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A reminder that there is a winter weather advisory, which will be in effect from noon today until 6 a.m. Saturday for Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Guthrie, and Taylor counties, and from 9 a.m. today until noon on Saturday for Pottawatomie and Mills counties. And there is a winter storm warning in effect from 9 a.m. today until 6 p.m. Saturday for Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and from 3 p.m. today until 6 p.m. Saturday for Ringgold County in our listening area. Look for a swath of anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow with locally higher amounts possible. A little bit of ice accumulation as well, just basically a glazing. And winds will be the other factor, 35 to 40 miles per hour. In state news, the Iowa Utilities Board has given final approval to an agreement with Alliant Energy for an electric rate increase. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has a report.
Alliant had requested an increase of $204 million in revenue from residential customers. The amount was reduced to $127 million to give the company a 9.5% return. The agreement includes a refund of $7.5 million for customers who paid interim rates. The monthly customer charge will increase from $11.50 to $13 for residential customers. Customers who don't want an automated meter will have to pay a monthly fee of $4.06. The IUB says the evidence in the rate case demonstrates that Alliant has not efficiently managed its relationships with its customers. Alliant's required to file a comprehensive improvement plan within 90 days to review its own internal processes. I'm Dar Danielson.
In area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office on Thursday issued a report on arrests dating back to December 11th. Authorities said 26-year-old Robert Paul Jones of Exira was arrested at around 12 a.m. on December 11th for possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The charges stem from an incident occurring in the 2600 block of Heron Avenue. Jones was later released from custody after appearing before the magistrate. On December 23rd, 56-year-old Gerald Field Jones of Exira was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. That was as the result of a search warrant executed on his property in connection with an incident that occurred earlier in December. Gerald Jones was summoned to appear before the magistrate later that week and was subsequently released. During an execution of the aforementioned search warrant, 26-year-old Robert Paul Jones was arrested and charged with two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance marijuana second offense, possession of meth second offense, and was transported to the Audubon County Jail. He later posted a $3,600 bond. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson says also 45-year-old Christopher Lee Hillesheim of Exira was charged December 15th with disclosing confidential information. That charge stems from an investigation into an incident that took place in November. Hillesheim appeared before the magistrate and was released. 43-year-old Carrie Walker, or rather Waller, that is, of Exira, was arrested also on December 15th. She was taken into custody for obstructing prosecution or defense and theft in the fourth degree. Waller was later released after appearing before a magistrate. And a juvenile male was charged with burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle related, and theft in the fourth degree. Those charges all stem from an investigation into the July 2019 theft of a firearm from a vehicle in Exira. On December 16th, 18-year-old Levi John Clendon of Kimbleton was arrested on charges of theft in the fourth degree and being an accessory after the fact. Clendon also appeared before the magistrate and was subsequently released. The Harlan Police Department reports that on January 1st, 34-year-old Trent Allen Nielsen of Avoca was arrested on assault and lascivious acts with a child charges. And that same day, 52-year-old Timothy Wayne Neville of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with having no lamp or flag on a rear-projecting load, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and prohibited acts penalties. On December 31st, 49-year-old Brian Allen Dennis of Council Bluffs was arrested by Harlan Police for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 52-year-old Brian Sorensen of Harlan was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. On December 30th, 50-year-old David Stout of Harlan was charged with domestic abuse assault. He was arrested January 3rd on an active Shelby County warrant and transported to the Shelby County Jail. On December 29th, Harlan police arrested 22-year-old Quentin Briggs of Harlan for domestic abuse assault, and 20-year-old Alexis Shearer of Harlan was arrested on an active Harrison County warrant. And then on December 28th, 41-year-old Carrie Nordby of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with OWI, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to maintain control, and an insufficient number of headlamps on her vehicle. In other news, Atlantic Zoning Commissioner John Lund says the City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment will meet 7:30 a.m. on Monday, January 13th, in the Council's chambers at City Hall. The purpose of the meeting is to hold a public hearing and consider granting a permit for surface mining near the current Schulberg Construction mining operations at 2307 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic. The property currently allows for underground mining of road and other types of rock. Approval of the request is necessary as Schulberg looks to expand their existing surface quarry as existing pits become exhausted of material. Owner Mark Schulberg and Tim Tig, representative of the Tig family interests in Atlantic, have stated that changes to the area will be minimal and gradual. In fact, over the course of about 20 to 25 years, over that period of time, the open pit will be moving westward toward Highway 6 and then north parallel to the highway. As each pit becomes depleted, it will be filled in and another pit mined. John Lund says Schulberg Construction has been working with Snyder & Associates engineers to develop concept plans for a visual buffer to the mining area, similar to what was seen in the 2003 conditional use permit. Lund says that Mark Schulberg has expressed an interest in continuing his company's history of civic generosity by allowing a filled-in site to be transformed into a multi-use area that could serve both private commercial businesses and or public recreation purposes. The Board of Adjustment has the authority to grant the permit during their meeting Monday, but they can also place restrictions on the nature of what can be done through that permit. A former Sioux City councilman has made an agreement with Iowa environmental regulators on removing potentially hazardous materials that accumulated from his electronics recycling business. The state attorney general's office sued Aaron Rochester in 2018, saying more than 17 million pounds of the material was being stored at facilities in Iowa and Nebraska. The Sioux City Journal says Rochester has agreed to annually ship at least 3 semi-trailer loads of used or broken cathode ray tubes and or containers of leaded glass to a federally approved treatment storage and disposal facility. Iowa election officials have stopped using a long flawed database of felons who are ineligible to vote as they rebuild it from scratch. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate's office removed the database, which contained more than 100,000 entries from statewide voter registration system last week, workers were recreating the list by reviewing each entry and adding back those that are verified felony convictions. They hope to complete the review before the November elections. Pate spokesman Kevin Hall says newly registered voters who must attest that they aren't felons will be compared against only the verified entries to check their eligibility. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.